The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. And I'm joined once again by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. How are you, Miss J?
Fantastic. How are you, Don?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'd just like to thank you for joining us this past Tuesday for our WrestleCast 6th anniversary show. It's a lot of fun having you back on the WrestleCast and hearing your commentary with color on Hell in a Cell and Monday Night Raw.
Thank you for having me. It was a lovely time.
And if you want to hear more of the shenanigans that took place on the anniversary show, become a patron over on patreon.com/CSPN Media. There's more content from the anniversary show over there, just freshly uploaded. So please consider becoming a patron and supporting the podcast that way. So, Miss J to the Max, the much anticipated SmackDown Matters after Hell in a Cell.
Yes, I was so looking forward to this. I even watched it live. Well, live-ish, because, you know, California is, you know, we get everything 3 hours later, so.
Yeah, time differentials.
Yes.
Roman Reigns comes out to start the show. Jey Uso is already in the ring waiting for him. He'll have to acknowledge Reigns as the tribal chief or be banished from the family. So we get a video recap of their Hell in a Cell match. Back to the ring where Paul Heyman has the mic. Jey takes the mic from him and tells Roman he didn't beat him. He would never quit despite the beating. Heyman gets a second mic for Roman, who tells Jey that he can make all the excuses he wants or feel however he wants, but Roman made him quit. He tells Jey to take the oath and fall in line. Jey calls that a snake move. He doesn't respect Roman and he won't be down with him. He says that the title has Roman tripping, noting that Roman knew exactly what he was doing in their match. Roman agrees and asks how could he not exploit the weakness in Jey. He says those are the kinds of things you have to do to be the champion, and being the face of the WWE is a burden. He tells Jey the consequences are real, noting the Wild Samoans and the entire rest of the family are behind him and will support him in this. He asks Jey what else he can do but fall in line. He knows he wants to attack him, but there's nothing he can do. Jey tells Roman he hates him. Roman doesn't care about how Jey feels right now, but he does still love him. He warns Jey that by the end of the night that he'll fall in line, and then Roman heads out on that note.
It's like a telenovela.
Yeah, Jey
Uso. The backstabbing, the surprises, the emotion. It's riveting stuff, actually.
Great television. Jey Uso was really emotional in this promo.
He was, especially when he's like, I hate you. I was like, ooh, it touched my soul. I don't hate nobody, but it's just, you know, the acting is just, look, these boys been taking acting classes during COVID.
Roman clearly has.
Yeah. Well, give these kids an Emmy because this is great.
Later in the night, Jey Uso will be wrestling Daniel Bryan for a spot on the SmackDown Survivor Series team. Kevin Owens and Ziggler also will have a qualifying match, and that match is coming up next. So Kevin Owens versus Dolph Ziggler with Robert Roode on the outside. Owens tries to pop up powerbomb, but Ziggler counters with a Famester for a near fall. Ziggler wants to end this. They trade counter finishes, then trade roll-ups. Owens catches a super kick attempt, then hits the stunner, and Kevin Owens gets the win. So Kevin Owens is the first person to officially qualify for the men's SmackDown Survivor Series team.
Wow. That was a good match, though.
Can we?
And,
I was going to say, can we do a fashion cast on Kevin Owens?
looking like the Brooklyn Brawler.
How'd you know what I was going to say?
Because, Don, I know. Did I steal your thunder?
Yes, it's not a good look. The hooping shorts was better.
The hooping shorts. He like he was going to go like record an and one mixtape. What y'all want him to wear?
Anything other than these jeans and t-shirt looking like.
Kevin Owens is like the, not to compare him, but he's like the everyman, the blue collar. That's what he wore, like Stone Cold did in during the Attitude Era.
Right.
He represented the blue collar, you know, beer drinking.
But Stone Cold make Jorts seem cool. Cooler than Kevin. Much cooler than Kevin Owens just trying to make these jeans that he's wearing.
Well, Dean Ambrose is wrestling in jeans for like his entire last year with the WWE. Look, Levi's are comfortable, okay? You can do anything in them. I have a pair, I know.
So we have Bianca, Natty, and Billie Kay petitioning Adam Pearce for the leadership role on the Women's Survivor Series team. Adam Pearce has had enough of their shenanigans, so he makes a triple threat between the three, and the winner can be the captain.
That could have just been a match between Naomi and, I mean, Natalie and, what's the child's name? Natalia and Bianca. They didn't need the other chick in there. I don't know her name.
Natty actually did the claps to Bianca, and Bianca almost lost it.
I know, I saw Bianca talking to herself. I was like, yeah, Natty finna get it when they get in the ring. It's over. It's a wrap. Talking about the, Natty said, was she the boat?
Right. And Binky was like, that nickname ain't even as cute as you think it is.
It's not. It sounds stupid. She needs to stop trying to make fetch happen, okay? It's not happening.
Now for everybody's bathroom break of the evening, Lara Sullivan is getting interviewed. He objects to being called a freak, and he and Graves resume their interview after he makes that known. Lars recalls being picked on as a small child in school for being a freak even then. Everyone laughed at him for about 20 minutes, but then the laughing stopped, but the screaming continued for hours, and he wasn't allowed back in school. He wants to unleash a lifetime of pain and humiliation onto anyone who gets in his way and make the world his personal playground.
Listen, Uncle Danny don't even know who Lars Sullivan is, and we were watching this. He's like, they trying to get sympathy for him. I'm like, it ain't working. We don't care.
Nah, we don't care. Then we have a recap. Seth Rollins versus Murphy from last week. Murphy and Aaliyah are talking in the back. Aaliyah tells Murphy that the Mysterio men won't even talk about him. Murphy plans to publicly apologize to Ray and Dominic later in the evening. So now it's time for a triple threat match to determine the first member of the Women's SmackDown Survivor Series team, as we have Natty versus Bianca Belair versus Billie Kay.
Bianca Belair, I said before, within a year will be a women's champion.
Oh!
And there's just a glimpse at why.
And from behind, Billie Kay, who was lying in wait. Great strategy by Billie Kay, who now tries to exit the ring. Remember, no countouts, no disqualifications under triple threat rules.
And here's what we're seeing, maybe the only thing that Bianca Belair lacks at this point, and that's experience, that's seasoning. Oh. Natalya's been around. She knows.
Oh, wow.
The ins and outs of this game.
The discus clothesline. Now Billie Kay looking to reap the reward. Powering a kick out by Bianca at two. Billie Kay very aggressive here tonight. Understands what this opportunity means. And now Natalya.
Look for an atomic drop. Kay able to thwart it for the moment.
And now Billie Kay takes down Bianca Belair. Very impressive. And Natalya now turning her attention to Kay. And there's the suplex by Natalya. And Bianca Belair with a basement dropkick. And a kick up, tip up by the EST of WWE.
Check this out. Beautiful.
What a stick. What a moonsault. And here's Bianca now. Cover isn't enough. And Natalya breaking things up. Oh, what a kick by Billy Kay. Cover now to advance. And what a win it would be. And a kick out by Belair at two.
I don't even know if it was intentional. I'll cover here by Billy once again.
And Natalya kicks out at two. Now back to Belair. Cover by Billy Kay. Kick out by Bianca. Now back to Natalya. Hooks the inside leg. Stacks up Natalya, who kicks it two. And Billy Kay now. And an opportunity for Natalya to win the matchup again.
Natty trying to lean back. He might snap Billy Kay in half.
Billy Kay somehow hanging in there. Is she going to tap out to Natalya? And Bianca Belair now driving Natalya.
Oh man.
Post. Billy Kay from behind rolling up Bianca Belair using the ropes, but Bianca still kicks out. Ropes would be legal, however, under triple threat rules.
Uh-oh.
And now Bianca Belair has Billy Kay where she wants her with a KOD. The kiss of death by Bianca Belair. Cover, hook of the leg. Bianca Belair is going to Survivor Series.
Against the wall.
Here is your winner, Bianca Belair.
I'm liking SmackDown's chances because Bianca Belair is now on the team.
You and me both, Cole. Bianca Belair has the talent, she has the charisma, she is powerful, she is beautiful, and now she is part of Team SmackDown.
She should be the captain.
She was in her Vols orange. I know you noticed that.
She sure was. She should be the captain. You know why? Because she the EST.
That's right.
Of WWE.
So, yes, the push for Binky continues. I'm glad that they've done it this way, that they gave her all that time on Raw, those promos and things, and they continued it over here on SmackDown. And now that there's something to actually put her in, they've started her push full time. So how long
I love it.
How long do you think before she becomes women's champion? Do you think by next WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think so. That's a good amount of time. Build her up, have her in a couple of feuds. Yeah.
All right. We go from Binky Belair to Carmella. She calls herself that woman. The one who calls the shots and gives orders and who will do whatever it takes to get ahead. She's coming back next week and the entire world will know why she's untouchable.
I'm not impressed yet.
Yeah, unless you got some new and improved in-ring skills, I don't know.
It's the same Carmella.
Yeah, how this is going to really work out. She was actually more entertaining when she was running around with R-Truth.
Exactly. I don't know who decided that they were going to do this character change, but I'm not. It seems like a snooze fest, but I digress.
Murphy is in the ring with the mic. He understands why Ray and Dominic despise him, but he's not the person he used to be. He might have done terrible things, but as a man, he needs to apologize to them face to face. Doesn't seem like they're coming out. Murphy asks again for them to come out, and he knows he needs to apologize to them. Still no music for Ray and Dominic. But here comes Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins hates to interrupt, but Ray and Dominic are never going to forgive him. They're never going to accept him as he is or accept whatever is going on between Murphy and Aaliyah. Despite that, Rollins says he will accept Murphy, always has. And he will forgive Murphy for what he's done. And not only does he accept Murphy and Aaliyah, he embraces it and would marry them right now if he could. There's a place for everyone in the greater good. He accepts Aaliyah as well as Murphy. It doesn't matter what her last name is. He calls Ray at best overprotective, but more likely controlling, and calls Dominic a coward who can't stand Aaliyah getting all the attention. Dominic shows up and brawls with Seth Rollins. Murphy joins in and they toss Rollins out. Dominic and Murphy then start brawling and that brings out Ray. Ray sets up for the 619 on Murphy, but Aaliyah gets in his way. She won't leave with Ray. She tells Ray and Dominic that she loves Murphy. Ray asks again for her to come with him, but she won't, and he and Dominic leave. Aaliyah helps Murphy up, then kisses him. Rollins is intrigued on the entrance ramp at all the strife and chaos.
I told you, telenovela. But daddy, I love him. One, I'm tired of storyline. But two, is she like in a performance center or something? Is she about to start wrestling?
I don't think so. I haven't heard anything about it. I think she's just an on-screen character for the escalation of the story.
I guess Angie went home. She didn't want no more parts of this story. She was tired too.
It's just that if she wasn't so young, this would probably be okay. But she's so...
How old is she?
She's like 19.
And how old is Murphy?
At least 30.
Oh. See? Dudes always want them young tenderonis. But that's a WrestleCast for another day.
In the back, Daniel Bryan gets interviewed while he's warming up. He notes that Jey Uso has really stepped up his game lately, and he's preparing for the best version of Jey Uso, and whoever wins will be the best person to be on Team SmackDown. So the Street Profits head down to the ring for a non-title match. Back from the break, the champs have the mics. Ford thanks the New Day for their impressions on Raw. They thank New Day for the power of positivity, and while they might be one of the greatest tag teams of all time, they're not bringing pancakes to Survivor Series. They plan to take the torch from the New Day because they want to smoke.
All of it. I think that's going to be a fun match. I'm looking forward to that match.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a very fun match. I was looking for a little bit more sizzle from the Street Profits. Maybe them do like a New Day impression while they cut this promo, but no, they came out as them.
I know, I was hoping, but you know what? This is the New Day we're talking about. So, you know, it's hard to top New Day promos.
All right. So that leads us into the Street Profits versus Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura. Dawkins catches Cesaro with an inside cradle for a two count. Then Cesaro lands a hard discus clothesline, but Dawkins kicks out at two. Cesaro tries an electric chair move, but that's countered, and Nakamura is tagged in. Nakamura eats a superplex, then that's followed up by the massive frog splash from Montez Ford, and the Street Profits get the win.
Montez Ford looked like he hurt himself on that frog splash.
Yeah. When you get that much height, you know, sometimes you're going to have rough landings.
Yeah.
This was fun.
He looked like he was in pain. It was a fun match, though, but he looked like he was definitely in pain.
Any match that involves Cesaro is a fun match, especially if it's a tag team match. I know he hates to be, like, pigeonholed into that a role as tag team specialist, but he's just so good at it.
He is. And you see Shinsuke had his Thriller outfit on. I mean, I know he wears it all the time, but it was just perfect timing because I had just got done watching Thriller. And it was Halloween, so.
We go to the back. We have a Sami Zayn interview. He talks about facing Bobby Lashley at Survivor Series. He calls himself the most continental champion. He's the champion of the people. He's adored all over the world, in Botswana and Libya and all these other places he names. And he says that Bobby Lashley is only the champion of one continent. He says the people know that Sami Zayn always tells the truth for everyone, while Lashley just represents a single country. He plans on showing everyone that the Intercontinental Champion is greater than the United States Champion.
Sami does have some zingers sometimes.
Let's get a fashion cast, because next up, the new women's SmackDown champion, the Boss Bae. It's boss time. Sasha Banks comes
looking
out.
Looking good in the gold.
Yeah.
All that gold on gold, that was looking, did look real good on her.
How do you like the Sasha Banks array of jumpsuits that she's been breaking out here lately?
Listen, I'm trying to find one of each for myself.
Uh-huh.
Yes. I haven't been successful. Well, in my mind, I have. I haven't actually made the effort to look, but... I'll get around to it.
Yeah, she has been, stepping up the wardrobe game here in the last couple of weeks. So, big ups to Sasha.
I mean, she's the champ. Hashtag fashion cast. She's the champ. You can't just be, you know, coming out here looking raggedy. Got to walk the walk, talk the talk, look the part.
That's what Sasha says, basically. She says, don't talk the talk unless you can also walk the walk. She promised to take what Bayley loved the most, and she did just that. She thanks Bayley for stabbing her in the back because it ended an era. They were best friends who were supposed to take over the whole company together, but after being turned on, she realized it wasn't their friendship that was unstoppable. It was Sasha. She says with Bayley in the past, she can focus on Asuka. Bayley comes out to interrupt. She says the whole world knows Banks can win a title, but can't defend it.
How dare she? First of all, Bailey's supposed to be on vacation. She don't need to be coming out here interrupting the boss's time.
You know, your friends know you the best, so. And when, like this, you know.
Oh.
It comes from a place of, it's a burn, but it's only a burn that a friend could make, you know.
That's true. That was so, listen, continue.
Bailey reminds us of Sasha's, of her record-setting reign, then says Banks didn't technically beat her for the contract was signed under duress. But she won't contest the result, though, because everyone knows that Sasha can't beat Asuka alone, and she wants a rematch for the title next week. Bailey says she hopes Sasha enjoys her short and predictable title reign because it ends next week. Banks wants Bailey to bring everything she's got next week because backstabbing bitches never win.
Ooh. Ooh. Remember when they stopped cursing on WWE? Now they cursing again.
Yeah, they TV 14 again, so they trying to use it to their advantage.
You know what else is TV 14? Telenovelas.
So that brings us to our main event of the evening, Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso, Men's Survivor Series qualifying match. Bryan tries to dive, but Jey hits a super kick to counter the dive. Jey goes up top for the Uso splash, but Daniel Bryan counters the splash into the yes lock. It takes a bit, but Jey gets to the ropes and he breaks the hold. We get more kicks from Daniel Bryan, but he eventually runs into a super kick from Jey Uso. Jey hits another super kick and the Uso splash to get the win over Daniel Bryan.
So, Daniel Bryan out here doing the Lord's work, putting Jey over as a legit singles competitor.
Uh-huh. Roman was at ringside during this entire match.
Hashtag creepcast because he had his man bun in. He's looking quite tasty.
So Roman gets into the ring. Jey says he's with him and calls him the head of the table. Jey then hits another super kick and Uso splash to Daniel Bryan to further prove his loyalty. Jey says he understands now and he loves Roman. Roman still is just kind of stoic. He tells Jey to make sure that Bryan understands that. So Jack drags Daniel Bryan out of the ring and beats him up around the ringside area. He lays Daniel Bryan on the announce table, then hits a splash on the top rope to put him through it. Kind of rough landing for Jey Uso. He hit the edge of the table. He might have hurt
him. Man, he didn't catch none of Daniel Bryan. Look, it was a night of hurts and eight. I was feeling all it. I was like, ooh, okay, Montez Ford, now Jey Uso. I felt that. I was like, ooh, that looked like that hurt.
Jey Uso keeps beating on Daniel Bryan as Roman Reigns smiles, then leaves the ring to close the show. And then he beat him up like even more after the show went off. Like they had some exclusive YouTube footage. If you're into the WWE YouTube page, you can saw more of the beating.
I am subscribed to their YouTube page, but I didn't know that they had added some post SmackDown beatings.
Yes.
On
yes,
there. Yes. Yeah, I'll have to check that out.
So it looks like Jey Uso has fallen in line.
He has, but I also, like, remember when you were saying last week that Daniel Bryan said it's going to be his last run? Mm-hmm. He's already prepping the new talent. Look at him. Not that Jey is, like, fresh talent, but you know what I mean. Like, he's putting him over.
Yeah.
Jey is about to be, like, singles. I'm glad he's getting a good run. He's going to get a good singles run because Jimmy ain't back for a while. So
right. Yeah, this was a change of heart from Jey Uso, but you know what I'm saying, he's figuring it out that, hey, kind of like Eddie Kingston on AEW, you know, things don't come mm-hmm. to you when you play by the rules. Sometimes you got to be a little nasty and aggressive and pull some devious moves to move up in the world of professional wrestling.
Tis true. I wonder if when Jimmy comes back, he's going to come back heel, or is he going to come back as babyface and they're going to have brother versus brother?
Oh, that would be cool.
I just don't tell Vince McMahon he's going to steal my idea. So you got to edit that from the podcast going in here. But yeah, like brother versus brother. And then it's like, if you lose, you got to fall in line with us.
Right.
See? See, they need to hire us. I saw that the WWE is hiring writers on LinkedIn, so I'm just saying.
And then that leads to the bigger of the biggest, Roman and Rock, yes, at WrestleMania Hollywood.
Do you really think Rock will come back and fight? I mean, he is. What if he can't be getting hurt right now? A
money match. Yes,
Vince. Right, but what is his? What do his movie contracts say? Can he come back and wrestle? What if he get hurt? If he can't be delaying production, you the star of the show.
It ain't like there's anything in production right now. You know, it is COVID.
Oh yeah, you're right. I forgot it. We was in the middle of a pandemic. My bad.
I mean, you know. Things may be
better. I forget sometimes.
Yeah, things may be better by next spring, but at the rate things are currently going, I wouldn't bet on it. So, you know, what else
you got to do?
Except for come on down and face Roman. Him and Roman have some good promos, and, you know, he talked about being the leader of the family and how, you know, he was just a little kid when The Rock was the tribal chief and all. You know, I mean, they can go way back.
Yeah, you're right.
Did you see a couple of weeks ago when the stipulation was announced? Somebody was like, "Dad, they're gonna kick Jey Uso." I think it was like at the beginning of the Hell in the Cell match. It was like, "Dad, they're gonna kick Jey. They really gonna kick Jey Uso out the family, but keep Tamina and Nia." And Nia was like, "I'm already out, yo."
Nia said she already out. Oh, that's messed up. That's funny.
Yes.
They need to have just a whole big old Samoan faction.
Yeah, everybody. Naomi all the way through. Tamina, Nia, the Usos.
It'd be like the new Nation of Domination.
Right.
Oh, no, that's the Hurt Business.
I think the Hurt Business are the more of the Black Four Horsemen.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah, because
they do be clean, though. Yeah,
they be dressed up.
Booted and booted.
Every week. Yes.
You're right.
So is there anything else from this edition of SmackDown you'd like to comment on before I turn it over to you for your shout-outs and thank yous?
No, I think it was a solid show. Minus the Lars Sullivan bit. They could have kept that. They should have put that on me. They should have put that on YouTube and just cut that out completely. We did not care. We don't care about Corey. We don't care about Lars. Just saying. That could have been like, you know, YouTube extras that nobody actually watches.
Right. Really love.
But I think it's a pretty solid show.
Yeah, it was good. Kevin Owens and Dolph Ziggler was a really good match. Jey Uso and Daniel Bryan was a really good match. Anytime Bianca Belair wrestles, it's a blessing for us.
Of course. That's our girl.
And they tried to do a little bit of, you know, character work with Murphy and Aaliyah in the middle there to make you care. Sasha and Bayley next week for the title. That should be another fire match. And wonder what happens to, you know, this Bayley's going to retain, or if Sasha's going to beat her clean, or if we're going to have some type of shenanigans. Maybe that's...
You know what I am looking forward to?
What's that?
Sasha versus Asuka Survivor Series.
That's going to be fun. There's a lot of good matchups setting up for Survivor Series. The only thing about it is, like, who wins and who loses, and how can you keep people strong, you know?
Right.
But yes, that match is going to have all the makings. Just like you said, Street Profits versus New Day should be very good. I don't think a lot of people are going to be too intrigued about Roman and Randy, but maybe the promos could get people into it.
I forgot that Roman got to wrestle Randy Orton.
Once they start focusing in on it.
Roman should wrestle Randy for both titles. And then Roman win. Now he double champ because, you know, he the tribal chief. He the head. Now he on Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah, now that I would be
think that Randy's just always been a boring champion to me. That's, you know, but hey.
Yeah, so we'll definitely see what's going on as we head towards Survivor Series, one of the big four pay-per-views coming up in November. So no NXT involvement this year. I know a lot of people are kind of disappointed.
Oh, I know, it's so disappointing.
they really enjoyed NXT's involvement in last year's Survivor Series, added, you know, some more depth to the show, but no NXT this year because I think they don't want to have too much mixing of the sides to try to prevent COVID.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Outbreaks. So, all right, Miss J to the Max, I'm going to turn it over to you for your shout outs and thank yous for this week.
All right, shout out to WrestleCast family and to Don, my lovely co-host. Shout out to my Chicago Bears today. I hope we redeem ourselves after last week's very disappointing finish. If we don't, I will never shout them out on the WrestleCast again. Shout out to my wrestling watching buddy, Uncle Danny, and my girl Danielle, who's also getting back into wrestling. So, yeah, she's all. And the ladies of the WrestleCast, shout out to us.
I'd like to thank Miss J to the Max once again for joining me here on SmackDown Matters. Please use that hashtag SmackDown Matters each and every Friday to share your commentary with color with us on Twitter. Each and every Friday night starting at 8 p.m. It's a lot of fun. Also, the WrestleCast can be found, SmackDown Matters can be found on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher Radio. All you have to do is subscribe to the WrestleCast - the CSPN. Subscribe to the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the sign. Like I said, the Patreon page, patreon.com/CSPN Media. Get extra content over there. Me and Miss Simi, we review AEW Dynamite each and every week. And like I said, you get a lot of pre and post show conversations from all of the shows here on the CSPN. So for that note, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente. I'm joined by my co-host, Miss J to the Max. And this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
I'm so happy. You did not beat me. You know me, Oos. You know I wasn't gonna say I quit. I don't give a damn how hard you beat me. You won't get down like that. It's too much, Oos. You ain't that type of person. You understand me? You ain't beat me.
You can make all the excuses you want. You can feel any type of way you want. What'd I tell you? What'd I say? That's gonna make you quit. And what'd you do? You quit. Take the oath. Accept the membership and fall in line.
That's a snake move! That's a snake move you did! Just like we were kids. Just like we were kids. Always one-upping me. You think you tougher than me, Oos? No. I cannot get down with you. I do not respect you. Got you tripping, Oos. No. You use the only person in the world that I would say I quit for. You know what you was doing. You know exactly what you was doing, Oos.
Of course I did.
How could you?
What are you gonna do, huh?
I hate you! Why you gotta do me like that? I hate you, man!
By the end of the night, you will fall in line.